Stephen Reinecke, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO. It's great to have you back.
Thank you so much, Kathleen. It's my pleasure to be with you again.
Now, how wonderful to pair the TSO's 100th anniversary celebrations with another art form with a century behind it, film and film music. Films, of course, have evolved a great deal, of course, over the decades, although the notion of epic when it comes to the big screen seems perennial. What are some of the standouts for you?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. I mean, I am a big fan of some of the early film scores and some of the early film composers because they were classical European composers that were recruited to write for this brand new medium. And these are people who had written for opera and ballet and theater and live performance. And now you have this new medium of recording films. And of course, at first there was no sound for that, no sound recording, so we had to dig pretty deep to go back 100 years and get back to 1922. But back to the original thought is some of those great old composers like Max Steiner and Miklos Rocha and Eric Korngold, just terrific composers that wrote some great scores, like Max Steiner's score for the original King Kong in 1933, which was actually the first complete film score recorded for a movie.
Oh, that's amazing. I was going to ask, how do you choose from 100 years of film scores? But I guess that's a good starting point.
Well, it was actually very difficult. And this idea came from my artistic administrating planner. My wonderful cohort at the TSO, Olga, had this idea to do 100 years of epic film scores to go along with 100 years of the TSO. And I just immediately said, "No, I like that idea. Sure, yes." And then I'm the one tasked with putting it together. And I'm thinking, well, if we want to really do that, how am I going to do it? Because if we go back 100 years, that's 1922. This was the land of silent film. How can I represent anything from that? Because, as I said, 1933 was the first fully originally composed and recorded movie soundtrack. Prior to that, with the silent films, most of them were accompanied by an organist or keyboard player or a small chamber orchestra or pit ensemble. In this instance, the composer Hans Erdmann in 1922 wrote an orchestral score for Nosferatu, that original very eerie vampire film. And it was meant to be played by a live orchestra at the showing of the film. And so we've tracked down that music through a lot of great detective work and have unearthed music from that film, and we'll be presenting the overture from Nosferatu from 1922.
That's amazing. I wonder, I can just see actually a picture about the hunt for that music, actually. So all of this music started out intertwined with the picture and the action. And, actually, so much music from a film doesn't really stand alone without the picture. But that being said, film scores as its own genre has really taken root as part of classical music culture. So what is it in a great score that allows it to stand on its own in concert?
Well, it's great thematic material, great melodies, because there's so much part of a film score that is basically underscoring, atmospheric, creating a mood. But there are main themes that are written too to represent characters or thematic material in the plot. And one of the great examples, of course, is The Mastery of John Williams. If you hear the main theme of Star Wars or Superman or Indiana Jones, Jurassic Park, E.T.'s flying theme, any of these, you're immediately taken back to the movie and to that character. And as I'm looking at the list of music we're going to do here, that is going to happen with so much of these selections as well. I would say most of them, for any fan of film and of film music, it's far more than John Williams. Like, for example, The Parade of the Charioteers from Ben-Hur. I mean, you hear that music and you immediately see that scene. And music from Psycho, how can you not hear that and immediately be taken to that murder in the shower scene? Or the theme from The Magnificent Seven, the love theme from The Godfather, for example, The Mission by Ennio Morricone, the beautiful Gabriel's Oboe. These are intrinsically tied to the films when you hear them. So they therefore stand alone very well as concert pieces in a concert hall.
I actually got little chills as you were naming all of those incredible scores and incredible movies. It is such a phenomenal legacy of music that is growing. And I'm wondering, in terms of, this being incorporated now into the culture of symphony orchestras, does this help drive new audiences?
Well, I think it does. I certainly think it does, because this is fully symphonic orchestral music, yet there are people that are interested in film and cinema that will be interested in this. They may not know a lot about Brahms or Mahler or Beethoven or Mozart, but they may be interested in coming to hear a live orchestra perform this type of music that, sometimes I call the basic B-flat person, which is just like a casual listener of classical music and not a real aficionado. The basic B-flat person, they can totally get this and enjoy it to the max and hear a world-class symphony orchestra bring these soundtracks to life.
Well, the TSO's 100th anniversary isn't the only anniversary going on. This is also, I understand, your 10th anniversary working with the TSO. What does that mean for you?
Wow, 10 years. It's amazing. And I feel very humbled and honored that I've been allowed to stay around for so long and asked to stay around for so long. It does feel like family for me. I love my time in Toronto, and I adore all of the musicians and the staff up there so, so very much. They treat me definitely like family. And, my relationship goes actually a lot longer than that, because I first conducted the TSO, I think it was in 1997. So I think I have a relationship with that orchestra for half of my life. So it's been a long time since I first started with them. And we've been officially in this capacity for the past 10 years.
Well, you bring so much as principal pops conductor to the TSO, and we really look forward to seeing you on stage in front of the orchestra once again with 100 years of epic film scores. Stephen Reinecke, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Kathleen.